Hello, my name is DJ Chuang, and at the age of 34 in the year 2000, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Since then, I've actively managed my mental health effectively with medication and therapy. But last year, on February 1st, I experienced my very first psychotic episode, believing things that were not reality. It was a day that changed the rest of my life. I remember waking up that morning very alert and awake after just 4 hours of sleep. I finished all of my work early. I called and texted several friends out of the blue. I went on a shopping spree and spent over $1,200 because I wanted to get gifts for my friends. I dropped in on friends spontaneously just to say hello. And I was energetic and enthusiastic that day. I was in high gear and went nonstop. I was so elated and praising God all day long. I thought God had finally healed me from my struggles with mental illness. Later that afternoon, I went to Anaheim Packing House to meet my wife and son for dinner. I kept persuading them to go to a secret restaurant called the Blind Rabbit, but my family was reluctant. I hovered around the hostess stand thinking my presence would go unnoticed. I was doing Jedi mind tricks and thinking I was invisible. And then I had my opportunity. I snuck into the restaurant, and I was quickly escorted out. I frantically looked for my wife and son and couldn't find them. And when I looked outside, I couldn't get back in because the security guards stood in my way. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't let me in. And the next thing I knew, the police showed up. After that, everything became a blur as I vaguely recalled images of my wife's gentle hand on my shoulder, trying to calm me down while the police officer put handcuffs on me. I was confused. I thought I was being pranked, so I went along. I told the officer he looked like Ryan Gosling. Well, I was taken to a psych ward and stayed there for 3 nights. I never thought that would be part of my life. I thought I was a normal person, not a quote-unquote crazy person. After being released from the hospital, I had to work diligently to get better during this long period of depression. It took like 8 months to find the right medication to stabilize my brain chemistry while I went from day to day, moment by moment, one step at a time, to walk along a path of wellness. I humbled myself and asked for help. I said I could use all the help I could get. And that included spiritual help like support group meetings, small group meetings, meditation, and regular worship. Relational help like meeting regularly with people and avoided being alone. Physical help like exercising and sleeping 9 hours a night, taking afternoon naps, walking every day, slowing down and cutting back my activities, and professional help like medication and counseling. I thank God for showing up in the midst of my hardest struggle, and what got me through was repeating and reciting Psalm 23 and the Lord's Prayer many times a day. And I had a music playlist on repeat with a dozen versions of Be Still My Soul. Eventually, the dark clouds dissipated. I still have to actively and consciously do my self-care and manage this mood disorder. I believe God took me through 2007 to really melt my heart to have empathy for others who struggle with whatever challenges they have, whether it's mental health or relational or trauma or other bad things. I have also resolved to always say yes when an opportunity comes my way to share about my story of what God has done. What got me through was remembering that I am not alone. There is help and there is hope. You're not alone. It's okay to ask for help, and there is hope. Thanks for listening to my story.